Good afternoon, everyone. And I want to say Happy Chinese New Year to everyone. On behalf of my family, we wish you Happy Chinese New Year and that you will have a blessed year. We prepared some family photos, family greeting cards here, and if you're interested, I'd love to share one with you. As we celebrate a new year, I want to encourage us with this message, experiencing God through prayer. Experiencing God through prayer. Prayer is something that we as believers, we know that we ought to do. It's clear what God wants, what the Bible wants. It wants us to pray more, but it's also something that we all know we don't do enough. It's something that we can all improve on our prayer life. And there's a verse today I would love to encourage all of us, including myself, a verse that is very encouraging us to pray. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. It says, come to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Let's pray before we start. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would prepare our hearts as we hear from you. Grant us the sensitivity to sense your heartbeat. Help us to see how you long for us to draw near to you, and help us to respond to you, to your call. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want to acknowledge that when it comes to prayer, we all have various experiences. Perhaps some of us are discouraged when we talked about prayer. Perhaps some of us are disappointed. Perhaps some of us are not disciplined when it comes to prayer. But I want to contend with you that God's character does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we think about prayer, I believe it helps us to know God's character. And today's verse tells us three things about God's character. Can we look at the outline of today's message? Let's look at the outline. God invites us into his holy presence, number one. Number two, our God is a God who listens and responds to our prayers. Number three, our God is a God who can do great and mighty things when we pray. Let's look at the first point. Our God is a God who invites us into his holy presence through prayer. Now, if we know anything about God, we know that our God is holy, that nobody can see him and live. We know that we're not supposed to draw near to the presence of God because he is holy and we are sinful. But here in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, God says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Call to me. Do you hear the invitation of God inviting his people to come into his presence through prayer? I'm sure there are times we run into people in those rare occasions who are generous, kind, very nice, very helpful. They take out a piece of paper. They write down their personal information. They write down their phone number and they give it to you and says, hey, here's my number. Call me if you need anything. Call me. Picture that in your mind. There is a TV show called Shark Tank. Let's look at this Next slide, Shark Tank. Wait. Keep going. Yep, we know this. This is this TV show. It's a show about ordinary people who don't have much, who come before these sharks. Billionaires, people who are powerful, successful, a lot of influence, a lot of money. And these ordinary people would present their business ideas to these sharks, hoping that these sharks would be interested in their business ideas and somehow invest in their ideas and help these people to be successful. Now, if you watch this show, you know that it's just not that easy, right? Most of the ideas get turned down, and not just turned down, they get humiliated in the process, right? These sharks, they're very mean, they're very sharp, and they think like, have you ever considered this? You know, how do you think that's going to work? And get out of here. And boy, a lot of these contestants, they ended up crying, right? They ended up crying. But can you imagine? After the show, one of the sharks runs after the contestant and says, hey, here's my number. Here's my personal number, my direct number. If you need anything, if you need any advice, just give me a call. Can you believe that? Now, we're talking about the holy God who says, hey, here is my number. Here's my direct line. Call me. Come to me anytime. See, what a privilege. We have direct access to the throne room of God. Prayer is not a duty. Prayer is a privilege. A privilege. The hymn writer says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Prayer is a privilege. The Almighty God is inviting us into His holy presence. Now, let's listen to the invitation of God. Jeremiah 29, verse 12. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Matthew 7, this is Jesus talking now. Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Another verse, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the Almighty God encouraging us, calling us into His holy presence. Verse 2 of Jeremiah chapter 33, God reminds us who He is. Thus says the Lord, who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is His name. The Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth, says, come to me and ask me your request, present your request. Could it be that when we pray, sometimes we're not thinking about who we're praying to, but sometimes we're just saying the words? John Starkey said this, prayer is either the greatest insanity or the most wonderful news. Let's think about that. It's insanity if there is no God and we're just talking to the walls. That's insane. But because it's real communication with the Holy God, then it's the most wonderful news of all. In our English congregation, there's a song, very popular song called Unashamed. Unashamed. And the chorus is beautiful. The chorus says, "And I know I'm weak. I know I'm unworthy to call upon your name. But because of grace and because of your mercy, I stand here unashamed." Isn't that beautiful? May that encourage us, motivate us to come and pray to God. Unworthy sinners like us, we get to come into the throne room of the Almighty God, God of eternity. We can have confidence. We can stand before Him unashamed. So let's remember, prayer is a privilege. The Almighty God invites us into His presence. Let's look at the second point. Our God is a God who hears us and responds to our prayers. Again, Jeremiah 33:3. He says, "Call to me," and He says, "I will answer you. I will answer you." That's His promise. Now, to answer something means first you have to listen and then you respond. So let's look at listening. Jeremiah 29, verse 12. God says, "You will call upon me and come and pray to me." And He says, "And I will listen. I will listen to you." That's so encouraging that our Heavenly Father, He is listening to us when we pray. I want to raise a question. Why should God instruct Jeremiah, His prophet, His servant, to call on Him? Of course, it's His servant. Of course, it's His prophet. Of course, he will call upon God, right? Well, the context of today's passage was that Jeremiah existed in a time where God's people had been defeated, taken from their homeland because of their sins, and they're living in Babylon in exile. It was a very sad and dark time in the history of Israel. Jeremiah was sent by God to deliver a message of repentance, calling His people to turn back to Him. However, no one listened, not even the leader of the nation, the king himself. In fact, it was the king that threw Jeremiah, God's servant, in prison. Jeremiah was faithful to God. He was carrying out God's instructions, God's commands, but his ministry was going nowhere. There was no fruit. And now his own future was uncertain. Jeremiah must be discouraged. Jeremiah had a nickname, the crying prophet. Very sad life, the crying prophet. Commentators tell us today, it says, God says, "Call to me." The word "call" can also be translated as "cry out." Cry out. See, God is inviting His servant Jeremiah to cry out to Him. God is inviting us to cry out to Him. Perhaps that is the encouragement that you need to hear from God today. You've been faithful. You've been seeking God. You try to please God, but things are not going your way. You're facing all kinds of difficulties and challenges. God says, "I am here. Call to me." God says, "I will listen. I will listen to you." There's a song. I love this song called "He Knows My Name." The chorus says, "He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call." I love this song. During COVID, our girls, they recorded this song, and I love to have you enjoy this song and be reminded of God's truth. Can we play this song? Amen, amen. He sees each tear that falls, and hears us when we call. What a blessing. He listens to our prayers. Now, not only does he listen, he responds. When he listens, he responds by answering our prayers. Look at these verses. Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. Psalm 91:15. God says, he will call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. Jesus said, Matthew 7, for everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be open to him. God responds. Now let's be honest, prayer is a mystery. We don't know exactly how God answers prayers. But could it be that the sovereign God has somehow decided that there are some things in this life that he would not do until we, God's people, until we ask? Look at James chapter 4, verse 3. Very clearly, it says, "You have not because you ask not." God has the intention to give it to us, but we have not because we ask not. James chapter 5, verse 16. "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective," meaning a righteous man, when he prays, God responds. There's so many examples of this in the Bible. Let's be reminded of how Hannah prayed and God gave her a son, Samuel. Elijah, God's prophet, prayed and it did not rain for 3.5 years. And he prayed again and there was rain. On another occasion, Elijah was up on Mount Carmel against some 450 Baal prophets. Listen to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 37. He prayed, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again." That's his prayer. And look at how God answered that prayer, verse 38. "Then the fire of the Lord fell and burnt up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench." God answered that prayer in a powerful way. King Solomon prayed, and God granted him wisdom. Daniel prayed. Daniel chapter 9, verse 23, it says, "As soon as Daniel began to pray, an answer was given." See, the Bible is filled with evidences of God answering his people's prayers. Let me qualify by saying God has different ways of answering our prayers. Sometimes, let's go to the next slide. Yeah, sometimes God says yes, right? He answers our prayers right away. Sometimes God says no. Now, all of us, we want God to say yes to our prayers, right? When we pray. But trust me, sometimes when God says no, that is a blessing in disguise. Parents here, let me ask you a question. Do you give your children everything they want? Do you say yes to your children all the time, every time they want something from you? Of course not, right? Can you imagine God saying yes to every single prayer that's offered? This world will be a total chaos. One husband who is happily married confessed that, now looking back, he said, "It's a good thing that God did not answer all my prayers." He said, "Because if he did, I would have been married so many times by now to so many different women." Let's be honest. It's a good thing that God says no at times. God knows better. And then, so yes, no, and then there is wait. Sometimes God gives us what we want, wants to give us what we want, but it's just not the right timing, and we have to wait. Nicky Gumbel said these words I thought is very profound. He said, "If God answers yes, he is increasing our faith," because we experience him right away. "If wait, he is increasing our patience. If no, he has something better for us." That's beautiful. The point is this: God does answer our prayers. He listens to our prayers and he responds to our prayers. He answers our prayers according to his perfect timing and his perfect will. Lastly, let's look at number three. Our God is a God who accomplishes great and mighty things when we pray. Jeremiah 33:3 again, God says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Difficult things, difficulty that we have difficult time to comprehend. God says, I will show you great and mighty things. Again, the context of today's passage is about God's people being displaced, being defeated, but God gave them, his people, a glimpse of the future of Israel. In Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11, we read this. God says, this is what the Lord says, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And sure enough, in the year of 538 BC, the Lord delivered the Israelites back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city walls and to rebuild the holy temple of Jerusalem. In Nehemiah, it describes the revival that took place in the entire nation when the prophet Ezra, when he read the word of God, it says people broke down and people wept because they were deeply moved and convicted by the word of God. And chapter 9, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 1, we read this, 1 and 2. Now on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with earth on their heads. And the Israelites separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. All the Israelites, the entire nation, turned back to God. See, God promised, he fulfilled his promise in such a powerful way and allowed his people to experience his power, his presence, and his peace. Now, the scholars, they also view this promise as part of God's larger plan, pointing to the coming of Jesus Christ, who is our ultimate peace, ultimate answer of our prayers. Another translation puts it this way, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you of the great things, things beyond what you can imagine, things you could never have known. And indeed, God has promised those things that the Israelites could never have imagined, things that they could never have comprehended. And just as the exiled Israelites could not have foreseen what God was doing, we cannot fully see what God is doing as well. Even though we live in a broken world filled with sicknesses, pain, sorrow, disappointments, temptation, immorality, but God is doing a great thing, great and mighty thing, and he has great plans for our future. Our role is to come to him and pray. That's our role. That's our job. That's our calling, is simply to come before God and pray to him as he invited us into his presence, and we allow him to accomplish the great and mighty things that he wants to accomplish in his perfect timing and in his perfect will. But we get to experience God in a very personal way. I want to share something with you. Many years ago, I came to a point in my spiritual journey where I wanted to experience God more personally. So I started I started keeping a prayer journal. So what I did was I would do my devotions just like you. I would do my devotions and I would write the lessons that I learned. I would write those lessons down, except this time I wrote it like a letter to God. I wrote a letter to God. So I said, for example, today's lesson, I said, "Dear God," right? Like he is there. "Dear God, thank you for reminding me today that you are inviting me into your holy presence and that you will answer my prayers according to your..." See, I was writing a letter to God every time I would put something down, and it really made a big difference in my devotional time. And so as I would do that, at the end, the back of the prayer journal, I would, when we do devotional time, we would have prayer requests, right? We would end with prayer. So what I did was I would write down prayer requests. So every time after I would do my devotional, I would go to the back of the journal and I would write down prayer requests and I would go over them. I would go over them. Every time I do my devotional, I would go over them. And so day after day, week after week, as I kept going through this list of prayer requests, guess what? I realized, wait a minute, God answered that prayer. And I kept, oh, wait, God answered that prayer. And so what I did was I would box it up how God answered that prayer, and I would write a little bit something to explain how God answered that prayer. So guess what? Weeks turn into months. Months turn into years. And today, when I look at the back of the journal and look at all these prayer requests, guess what I see? All these boxes. Now, if you were to ask me, "Pastor Solomon, did God answer all your prayers?" Of course not, right? No. But let me ask you, does God answer my prayers? Yes, he does. He does. He answers my prayers. And let me tell you, seeing all these boxes really encouraged me, really encouraged my faith, especially when I'm down, especially times when I'm struggling, especially times when I even doubt God's existence. Is he real? Is he even there? Guess what? I look at this and I said, yes, he is real. Yes, he is there. Yes, and he listens to my prayers. Yes, he answers my prayers. And I have faith in him. And I trust him that he is a God who will accomplish great and mighty things in the future. And I want to encourage you all to do the same. I sincerely hope that this new year, it's God's gift to all of us. I hope that this new year will be a year where we experience God even more through prayer. Let's all develop this discipline of prayer in our lives. Let's explore this mystery of prayer together, and let's really experience the power of prayer in our lives, in our family, and in our church. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You are such a holy God, and yet you are loving. You created the heavens and the earth. But at the same time, you want to be intimate with us. Thank you for inviting us, each one of us here, every one of us here, to come into your presence, your holy presence. Thank you for inviting us to pray. And thank you for your promise that you will listen and you will answer according to your perfect will. Help us, Lord, not to take this privilege for granted, but help us to be people of prayer. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.